I'm Mark Elswick. I graduated from Bendel in 87. And yeah, we had electricity back then, Ellie. Graduating in 87, I played football, basketball, baseball. I was an average student, nothing too exciting. This may sound cheesy, but I honestly feel I owe a lot of my, they said I would die, and my rehabilitation and whatever, all that, to the community, to the Bendel area. It always was like a close-knit group, and I owe a lot of that to Bendel. That's one of the main reasons. I was so honored Crow asked me to be here tonight, and I was honored because I owe this to Bendel, and I honestly feel it saved me a lot of it. Mm-hmm. Now, I have a bad speech problem at times. There's probably going to be words that I'm going to say that you're not going to understand. I apologize, but bear with me. Struggle through this, and it'll be very beneficial, I promise. Promise. All right. Who knows what a traumatic brain injury is, or TBI? Anybody heard that? No. All right. A lot of people have. A traumatic brain injury simply is a blow or jolt to the head, and it disrupts normal brain function activity. All right, it can be simple, it can be complex, but there are three types. I'm not going into all kinds of detail. Three types: mild, moderate, and severe. All right, now what I want you to realize, a concussion, we're at a high school, so this is really important, especially parents, teachers, coaches. Coaches will hate me, but I'm telling you, you gotta understand this. I'll get to more of this later. Concussions are mild traumatic brain injuries. People think, no big deal, concussion, get him back in there, get her back in there. Concussions are mild traumatic brain injuries. Please remember that. I mean, concussions are mild traumatic brain injuries. Remember that. That's so important. They happen every day. As a matter of fact, I've even read they happen 20 seconds. Every day, every 20 seconds, there's a traumatic brain injury of some sort. I have a lot of problems along with my speech. My memory is horrible. So therefore, thank God for notes. I can't hide them on a podium. I'm sorry, but I'm not too sorry because I'm holding them. And I don't care what you think. Anyway, how do we prevent traumatic brain injuries? Well, unfortunately, there is no foolproof recipe that says, no, we can keep you from getting a TBI. However, there are certain things we can do to prevent some instances, mistreatment, neglect. There are certain things we can do to prevent that. How? Education, just like we're doing right now. Education. If you break your leg, for instance, another injury, fall, break your leg, break your arm, cut your knee open, what happens? Cast, mobilizes it a couple months later, I don't know. You're healed, you're fine, never a problem, more likely. Cut your knee open, scab over, heal, never a problem, everything's fine. Your brain is different, it's mysterious. It is more than you could ever realize until you've had it. That's more than you can realize. There are sections in your brain. Some are going to heal slowly, years, not 2 or 3 years. I'm talking years. Some are going to heal quickly, if you're lucky. And others are never going to heal. Many are never going to heal. The best thing for the brain is rest. Like a cast to mobilize your leg, rest is what your brain needs. Can someone tell me what rest is? This might blow you away when I get to it, but what is rest?
Sleeping.
Immobilization.
Immobilization, sleeping, that'd be good.
I like that. I do a lot of
that. All right, laying on the couch, your kid, laying on the couch, his cell phone texting. He's laying there relaxing. Is he resting? Yeah, but his brain's not resting. Rest, simply put, is no brain stimulus. None. No brain activity. As bored as they are, and they're going to whine, my dad, I got to do this. No, they don't need any activity. No reading, no TV, no movies. Just sit there and sleep. I can do that. So, anyway, We've all heard that your brain, I'm sure everybody's heard, your brain is exactly like a computer, right? All the billions of wires and neurons, it's a computer. All right, scratch that. Don't think like that. Your brain is like an orchestra. And you're wondering, how is it like an orchestra? Well, there, all the wires, neurons, stuff are divided into sections like in an orchestra. You have the brass. What else do you have? Brass, woodwind. I'm glad you're here. That's all I got. Brass and woodwind.
Percussions,
there we go. All right, we have all the sections in the musical, in the orchestra. All right, but your brain is like the sections don't work without a conductor. Give them the prompt. I don't know anything about music. I'm sorry, but tell them what to do. Now, your brain is like the conductor for your body, all right? Your speech, your memory, your balance, coordination, emotions, everything. Anything you can think of, your brain controls it. Your brain's conducting, all right? Now, if your brain is damaged, then they're not going to know. It'd be like me conducting an orchestra. They wouldn't know what I was doing. How would that sound? Weird, unusual, awful, all the above. Goofy, just flat out goofy. All right, so imagine someone like me, though, conducting an orchestra. I know nothing about music, so that ruins it. Now, imagine the brain being me, your brain conducting your body what to do. And remember, I'm the conductor. Your brain is like me. Your brain has no idea. It's damaged. Part of your brain, that section is damaged in your brain. So it's telling your body what to do, but it's not telling it right. It has no idea what it means. If one section of your brain's messed up, say the memory part of your brain, then you're going to have horrible memory. If a couple sections, your memory, your speech, you're going to have a couple sections messed up. If a lot are messed up, a lot of the sections, well, you see now the varying degrees of a traumatic brain injury. The sections are messed up. You see a lot of NFL football players, how it's huge, right, on TV. Traumatic or brain injury stuff, how it's leading to death or suicides, and they're trying to cut back on all that, right? Prevent stuff. Someone agree, please.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. All right, so you see a lot of that. Now, anyone ever hear of Austin Trenum? National news, like a year ago. Austin Trenum. I think I'm saying his name right. Trenum. National news, big news. He was a senior, we're at high school, so this is really appropriate. He was a senior linebacker and a fullback at Brentsville High School in Virginia. In September of 2010, he received a second concussion in a year. Got one as a junior. All right, this kid had great grades, had a girlfriend, great home life, and he had earned a scholarship already to James Madison University to play football the following fall. He had everything going for him, right? Well, he had that second concussion, but there were two more instances where he had concussion-like symptoms, but they were never diagnosed, they were never treated. It was just, well, this is where coaches hate me, but you know what I'm saying. Coach, oh, come on, you wuss, you can do this, get in there. No, a brain injury is nothing to play around with. There's no game worth things to do in life. I love football, I love sports. Anybody who knows me knows I love athletics, but it's not worth anything to do with your head. So, anyway, he was told that night to go home, rest and relax, right? Rest and relax. We know what rest is, and you know how important that is. All right, Saturday, Austin woke up, played video games quite a bit. At lunch, went fishing with his cousin. Then that night, he went to a concert with his girlfriend. Sunday morning, he woke up, video games again, homework, and then he was going to his girlfriend's to watch the Washington Redskins game. That was Sunday afternoon. Well, he went to his bedroom, and after a while, he didn't come out. Someone went up to see what was going on. All right, I want you to remember this because this is real. This isn't an NFL player that you'll never meet, you've never met, I've never met, I don't know who they are, I just see them on TV. This is real. Someone went up to what's going on with Austin. Where you at? What's going on? They go in the room. Here's this kid with everything going on for him. The world at his feet, hanging there. He hung himself. Why? Well, I could give you my interpretation of why, but it'd be better if I read you something. Remember I said this is real? Facebook, I heard you guys mention it. Facebook is a beautiful thing. Well, I've been communicating with this guy quite a bit lately. And Gil Trenum, it's Austin's dad. And Gil wrote, asking if he would provide me something to read to you guys about this. So he wrote me this letter. Dear Bendel School Board members and community, last year, our 17-year-old son, Austin, took his own life less than 2 days after suffering a concussion on the football field. The last of several that he suffered. Could have been four, we don't know. Two at least, could have been four. We were devastated and bewildered and wondered how this could happen to us, to him. A perfectly normal, parents, please listen, a perfectly normal, mentally healthy, and happy teenager on the cusp of a wonderful life. We went looking for answers, analysis by the medical professionals at Boston University and the Sports Legacy Institute has produced definitive evidence of the structural damage to the frontal and temporal lobes of the brain as a result of his concussion. Concussions are mild traumatic brain injuries. Remember that again. Discussions with the Boston University doctors and other medical experts in the field have left us with no other conclusion but that the multifocal axonal damage to this critical section of the brain, a football injury. He was playing football and this did it to him. That injury, I lost my place. That injury ultimately led to his death because he lost his ability to reason. He couldn't make sense of what was going on. And you see what happened. The scientific community has learned much in the last few years about the effects of concussions and head trauma, but there is still a lot to be learned, especially about the short and long-term effect of concussions on developing adolescent brains. There are steps that can be taken with what we know to help reduce the number of concussions and to improve the recovery process when a concussion does occur. Parents, we are accountable for what we know, and we know more than in the past. As parents, grandparents, other adults, it is our responsibility to take these steps to ensure no more children are lost or permanently injured from a lack of knowledge or commitment to their safety. Gil and Michelle Trenum. That was great that he sent me that. That's real. That's a kid, a senior in high school like you all see every day. That's a kid.